Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Namek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Namek. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser spins and fires to second, with Bartel covering, and Weatherly is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser takes first base on ball four. Tebbets moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tebbets trying to get to home. Weatherly throws the ball into Hemsley who tags Tebbets who's trying to score from second, for the out. Neuhauser moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Namick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Namick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Namick moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Namick, and towards Boudreaux, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball four. Greenberg moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. York moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Mack moves to second. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Namick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Namick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCoskey out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Campbell moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Neuhauser covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Keltner scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Mike Namath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Namath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Hal Neuhauser. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Pete Fox pinch hits for Bruce Campbell. Al Smith now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Scat Metha pinch runs for Charlie Gehringer. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.